Logan Roy, St. Helena, California, September 3, 1906. Roy Logan. Dear brother, Sister King has spoken to me of you as a young man desiring advice in regard to entering a school of osteopathy conducted by unbelievers. I would caution you to be on your guard. You cannot be too careful how you place yourself in a position where you will be surrounded by students who are unbelievers and receive instruction from teachers who are not taught by the great teacher, the Lord Jesus Christ. It has frequently been seen that what seemed to be favorable opportunities for obtaining an education in worldly institutions were snares of the enemy. The time of the students has been fully occupied to the exclusion of the study of God's Word. They have completed the course of study, but they were not fitted to take up the study of the work of the Lord. It is not necessary for you to go to a worldly school to obtain an education, for there are excellent opportunities before you in schools conducted by those who understand the truth, and where you can receive an education in Bible knowledge. If you desire to fit yourself for medical missionary work, you can find at Loma Linda the very best opening. If you need preliminary work, this you can obtain at the college in Healdsburg. Would it not be wisdom for you to attend one of these schools, rather than to place yourself in the company of those who neither teach nor obey the commandments of God? You will have severe enough battles to fight, even when you place yourself under the best influences possible. Would it not be presumption to place yourself unnecessarily in a school where the teachers do not have respect to the Lord's commandments, where the Sabbath is not recognized as His sign? For the present, my advice to you would be to counsel with Elder and Mrs. Haskell in Oakland. For a few weeks, they will daily be giving special instruction in Bible lessons. The knowledge you might obtain from them would be of great value to you. I have been acquainted with Elder Haskell since he was a young man, and I know that he is one who has a good understanding of the Word of God. The large tent is now being put up in Oakland. You could help our workers in getting settled on the new ground, and then attend the classes that are conducted by Elder and Mrs. Haskell. As you do this, you will learn the way of the Lord more perfectly. Our young men need, above all else, to be thoroughly instructed, that they may teach the way of the Lord to perishing souls. The words that I speak unto you, says Christ, they are spirit, and they are life. John 6, verse 63. Study the Word. The strictest fidelity is to be cherished. The love of the truth, and a genuine desire for improvement in the understanding of the Word, will make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the service of God. As you learn, you should seek for opportunities to explain the truth to others. The tempter is watching you in your uncertainty. He will make a determined effort to secure you to serve his purposes. How few understand Satan's great power to deceive! Close every door where he might enter. Surrender yourself, body, soul, and spirit, to God. Place yourself under those who teach and obey the truth, and learn all you can from them. When you place yourself under the influence of the Holy Spirit, then you can see light in God's light, and you will rejoice in His truth. Keep yourself in the circle of His light, where His light is cherished, and then let your light so shine before men that they, by seeing your good works, may glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5, verse 16. I expect to be in Oakland next Sabbath and Sunday, and if a favorable opportunity presents itself, I shall be pleased to meet you and counsel with you in regard to your work.